You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Hi, we are David and Cindy, and speaking of Post Malone, he's a part of that Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. That's going to be so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, as if that's not enough. There's Bailey Zimmerman and Brooks and Dunn and...
And on and on and on.
Riley Green. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, you have a chance at winning passes.
I do?
Well, not you.
No, not me.
But somebody does.
Yeah.
2 weekend passes for Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival. You can win that right here on Q106.5. You just got to listen for the codes.
Yeah, exactly. Including hotel accommodations and airfare. We're not just going to give you the passes. So, and $500 in spending money so you can buy yourself some swag.
Yeah. And your three things to know before you go.
Yes.
You mentioned some porch pirates. What's going on there?
What do you mean, what's going on there?
Well,
do you know what porch pirates are?
Well, yeah, coming from Los Angeles, are you kidding me? It happens all the time.
You don't think it happens here?
No, why would it? It's too cold to do it here.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's too cold, and everybody is carrying. I feel like everybody has a firearm. Why would anybody risk doing that here?
Because people work. And if you're at work and you got a package on your porch, I mean, one of my sons asked me to go and grab a package off his step because they're dealing with porch pirates. He and his wife work all day.
Unbelievable. I hate.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Arr.
We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot.
It does make me think of this song, though.
Arr.
We kidnap and rabbit.
You have a great R.
Ahoy, me mateys.
Do your R one more time.
Arr.
Oh, that's so good.
Yo,
yes.
Yo, ho,
wait, are you a porch pirate?
No, I'm not a porch pirate.
All right. They do recommend you have a Ring camera out there. Now, I have a Ring camera, but I live deep in the woods of Brewer, Miss Cindy. I live deep in the woods of Brewer.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to have a porch pirate there.
That's not usually an issue, no.
No. The only thing that pops up on my Ring camera is the occasional squirrel. The occasional squirrel.
Yeah, that's why we don't have one. It's like, you know, we'd see neighbor dogs wandering through our yard every once in a while. Squirrels.
But for everybody else... who doesn't live deep in the woods like Miss Cindy and me.
Yo,
make sure you get those Ring cameras.
Yo,
get something. You want to protect your packages.
Yeah.
I mean, you order that PlayStation 5.
That's right.
It's right there on the patio. Somebody's still... You know, when people steal stuff from patios...
Yeah.
Do they know that it's probably usually like laundry detergent? It's like nothing.
Well, you know, I had somebody... get into my car in the parking lot at where I used to live. And that's what they stole. Laundry detergent.
They stole
my bottle of Tide. And I didn't even realize because it was in the back seat until I got to the laundromat. And I'm like, where's my Tide?
That will make you say, arr! I had a porch pirate in L.A. and I watched him. And it was my protein powder. They stole my protein powder, and I looked at them on my camera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way you are ever going to utilize that protein powder.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, it's going to end up in probably won't end up in a trash can in the woods somewhere. Oh,
not,
I'm sorry, it's California.
Not out of Los Angeles. They don't have woods there. All
right. In a dumpster somewhere.
In summation, watch out for those porch pirates. They're out there.
Yeah.
And they're not fun.
Thank goodness they didn't get our package that came today.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, I think the wrapping paper is amazing. We haven't opened it up yet.
I'm skeptical of it.
I am a little bit too.
We'll talk about it. 10 minutes on the way. Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Happy Thursday. Nate Smith, Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Thursday. And coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll get into the weather.
Okay.
That's a big story.
Yeah.
But right now,
yeah,
we need to talk about this mystery package.
Yeah. I came in this morning and it was sitting where my computer normally sits, and you said someone sent it to us. What does it say on the label?
There's no name, but the wrapping paper has been custom made.
Yeah, the wrapping paper has our names on it.
Mm-hmm.
David, Cindy, and Jordan.
And it has Q106.5 all over it as well.
Yeah, I mean, written all over the paper. Not written, but printed all over the paper. It's actually really cool.
It says, wishing you and yours a blessed and merry Christmas, but they didn't put a name on it. I don't trust it, Miss Cindy.
What is the label up there in the corner?
It's from Newport.
Oh, okay.
But no name. Hold on, I'm going to shake it.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not breakable, whoever sent it.
Live on air.
Okay.
Breakable, that's your concern? My concern is what's it?
If it's going to blow up, he's going to shake it. All right, I'm leaning away. I'm really concerned about it didn't blow up. I didn't hear anything rattling.
Oh, man. My life flashed before my eyes, and it wasn't pleasant. I need to live more. I need to get out there more.
Okay.
I need to love more. I need to be a better man.
Okay.
I do. I need to be a better man, Miss Cindy. Okay. What I just saw in that 2 seconds was not good. I am not a good guy. I got to be a better guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shake it one more time.
Okay.
Hold on.
Here we go. Here it goes. I'm leaning away.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We're still here. It's okay.
What the heck is it?
I think there's only one way to find out.
Well, we're going to wait till Jordan gets here to open it.
Yeah, I think we should because his name's on it too.
I really want to know what's in there.
I do too. Something for all three of us.
What?
Maybe it's decorations for a little Charlie Brown tree we have outside the studio.
Yeah, who decorated for Christmas here?
Lou.
Oh, she did a great job.
She did an awesome job. You're walking through the building and there's these beautiful decorations everywhere. And then you walk to the studio and there's the announcer's Charlie Brown tree with no decorations.
I see it. There's something there.
It's got one half unbowed bow on it. And the star keeps falling off the top of the tree.
Maybe you and I will head to Walmart after the show and pick up some ornaments.
Okay.
Yeah, that is pathetic.
It really is.
It's a naked tree.
I don't know how she made, because she has like one or two trees like this one downstairs, and they're so beautiful. And this one.
The ones downstairs are extravagant.
It's an artificial tree, and like the branches are all folded up.
Yeah, this one's just sad.
To make it pretty, and we just didn't.
I look at it when I come up here, and I'm like, oh, Christmas.
Of course, it arrived by someone, I'm guessing Lou, carrying it up the stairs and just like dropping it.
Drop
it on its side yesterday. At least now it's standing up.
Speaking of disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with her.
I am not disappointed. It was a very easy drive in this morning.
She's a real... I was raised correctly by my mother, Miss Cindy. I can't talk poorly about women, but can you do it for me?
Which...
Oh, yeah, that's a good word.
Okay.
It's a good word for Mother Nature. We're going to break down the weather coming up because that is probably on everybody's mind this morning.
Yeah.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Kane Brown, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Thursday. Thanks for laughing with us. And it is a little bit harder, more challenging to laugh today because if you look outside, my goodness, what is going on?
It's raining. Why are you that upset about it's raining?
Because,
Miss Cindy, if you're in northern Maine, it would be snowing.
What's the temperature right now?
36 degrees.
All right. So I was told that we were going to have snow today.
Yeah.
Instead, we just have nothing but rain.
Well, we got a little bit of snow mix last night, but the rain took it away.
No, this is crap. It's complete crap, Miss Cindy.
I have to admit, driving in this morning, it was raining, but there was still a little bit of the slushy stuff on the roads.
Right.
So, I mean, the drive was fine. I didn't have any issues at all. But you were just kind of driving, going, looking at the road going, is that slippery? Because that looks slippery. Is that slippery? Because it looks slippery.
When I woke up this morning, I heard the pellets of raindrops against my window.
You heard pellets of raindrops?
You know what I mean.
Pellets are usually sleet.
Stop it right now. I heard it against my window. And I'm laying there and I'm like, what is that? Where is the snow?
Yeah, you don't hear snow.
I wanted snow. Look at what I'm wearing. Look at what I have on my feet. Brand new snow boots.
There you go. So you're all set. It might.
No, I'm not.
It might snow.
This,
it might snow this afternoon.
What a waste. least.
It might snow this afternoon.
Yesterday at this time, what was the temperature?
I don't remember. What was it?
It was like 18.
Oh, it was.
Yes. No, it was 16.
Okay.
16
Something
degrees.
Something like that. Yeah.
What's the temperature again right now?
36.
Are you kidding me? Mother Nature.
Welcome to Maine. In Maine, Mother Nature has a mind of her own. She does whatever she feels like.
Okay. I was raised correctly, Miss Cindy. I don't disrespect women. But I need you to do it for me. Okay? Because I can't do it. I need you to do it for me. Will you please call Mother Nature?
She's off her meds. She's feeling her inner witch today.
This woman.
No, if she were feeling her inner witch, let me tell you, it would be freezing rain and sleet and the roads would be a sheet of ice.
I want snow! Where is the snow?
Trust me, we'll get there.
Where is it? You were supposed to snow, Mother Nature.
Although last year we had a really rainy winter. Not a ton of snow, just really rainy.
Well, this is garbage. I hope you know. This is garbage.
Well, you sound like what I would imagine Toby sounded like this morning when we tried to put him out.
Oh, same with Moo.
At first, he looked outside and he just sat down and looked at me and I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Go out. You're sitting here whining. You have to go out. So he went out on the step and he's got his head ducked like he's got acid dropping on it. He's got his head ducked and he turned around and looked at me. When he came back in the house, he's like, I can't do that.
That's what my dog did too. I tried to take Moo out, this poor California dog who's been in Maine for 8 months and has otherwise really enjoyed the experience. He's gone on beautiful hikes. He's seen a lot of the coast and everything.
Right.
But yeah, same thing this morning. He was like, no, man.
I will poop in the hole.
He looked me in the eyes and he's like, I am going inside today. Yep. While you're at work, I will go potty there.
That's right.
I was like, okay, Moo, I get it. I wouldn't want to go potty out there either. All right, Mother Nature, you pain in the butt.
We'll see what she does this afternoon.
In fact, I think we're checking the forecast.
Right here? TV5's Todd Simcox?
No, we're not.
We're not?
No, our logs are all messed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our logs are also being a little witchy this morning.
Yeah, no, actually, we will. Oh, here we go. Let's check in with Todd.
Mostly cloudy skies, snow across the north, mix and rain closer to the coastline this morning, and will be tapering off from southwest to northeast across the state as the morning progresses. We'll hang on to clouds and the chance for snow showers as we head into the afternoon, maybe a mixed rain or so shower closer to the coast. Temperatures today, 30s to around 40. South-southwesterly winds this morning will be gusty, up to 40 to 45 miles an hour along the coastline, up to 30 miles an hour inland. Those winds diminishing a bit as we head into the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, scattered snow showers possible. It's going to turn windy again out of the west northwest tonight, and those winds could gust to 30 to 40 miles an hour with a few higher gusts possible in the higher terrain. Overnight lows of the upper teens to mid 20s, and then partly to mostly sunny, windy, and colder for our Friday. Winds out of the west northwest could gust to 30 to 40 miles an hour with a few higher gusts in the higher terrain again. Temperatures here on Friday in the 20s to around 30. The wind will diminish heading into the weekend. It's cold Saturday, though, partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures Saturday in the upper teens to mid 20s. Look for clouds and snow showers on Sunday. Temperatures Sunday in the 20s to around 30 degrees. For Kona 6.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
36 degrees now at Q106.5.
Whatever. I don't care. Stupid Mother Nature.
You going to be okay?
No, I have new snow boots on. I wanted snow. I thought I was going to be trenching through snow this morning.
There's a little bit of snow in the back parking lot.
That's
if you want to go out in the...
That's not even snow. It's ice. What a waste! What a waste! Where's the snow?
It will come. There will be, not too long from now, you'll be saying, enough snow. What, more snow? Are you kidding me?
I don't know, Miss Cindy. I don't trust it. I don't trust you, and I don't trust Mother Nature.
Okay.
You know who I do trust?
Who?
Sand Dollar Spawn Pool.
Oh, I would trust them, too. Anyone who would let me sit in a hot tub.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what I was picturing, being in a hot tub with the snow, like, gently falling down.
That's a very nice picture.
Can you imagine you get a hot tub? And they have so many hot tubs there at Sand Dollar
Spawn. Not the same when it's rain.
Right. No, it's not. It's not. Not like this. This weather is garbage. This weather is trash. But not Sand Dollar Spawn Pool. Sand Dollar Spawn Pool is the exact opposite of garbage. They have so many beautiful hot tub designs and saunas And we will get snow eventually. And can you imagine being on your patio, backyard, and one of your hot tubs? Oh, glass of wine, hot cocoa, cup of coffee. Picture it. Not with this weather, though. This weather is garbage.
Yeah.
But when it does snow, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, that's where you get your hot tub. That's where you get your sauna. And right now, you want to protect that hot tub, too, when you get it. By the way, they have great financing options at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Great financing options. I mean, it's almost as cheap as your cell phone bill every month. That's how affordable it is to have a hot tub. And right now, this month, enjoy 20% to 40% off all in-stock hot tub covers because you needed a cover. It means better efficiency and more enjoyment for your hot tub. You want to protect that investment. You get clean water, ease of use, energy efficiency, and you can do that right now at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. If you can't go into their showroom, which I really encourage you to do on 96 Parkway South and Brewer, before they move to Bangor in the spring, 96 Parkway South of Brewer, if you can't make it there, check out all the inventory of Sand Dollar Spa and Pool at sanddollarspa.com. That's sanddollarspa.com. I hate you, Mother Nature.
6.5. Well, David is flipping out on
Mother Nature. You waste.
Joining us, David is upset because it didn't snow and he has his snow boots and his shovel in his truck and it's raining.
Did you say Q106.5?
I did. I don't know if anybody could hear me because you were yelling, but it's Q106.5.
Did you say that David, show. You David said that David Cindy. And Cindy's done? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a countdown. We have 38 days until your birthday, Miss Cindy.
We do.
38 days until your birthday.
And I'm going to be 38 Ooh. Years old. Isn't that ironic? Mm-hmm.
You don't look a day over 25, too.
Thank you so much.
27 days left of 2024. Oh, my gosh. Come on. 27 days left of the year. What are we going to do with it? Make the most of it. Let's go.
Right.
And we have 20, count them, 20 days until Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
That being said, Miss Cindy.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do have a question for you.
What?
If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. What's a cat's favorite Christmas carol? What's a cat's favorite Christmas carol?
We wish you a meowy Christmas.
Oh, that's good. That's sweet. You actually get 10 points for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can redeem them at the counter.
Okay.
Yeah. What's a cat's favorite Christmas carol?
That was my guess. What is it?
Feline Navidad.
Feline Navidad.
That's the punchline. We'll go with it. Come on.
Art. Dad. Thanks for being here. The little lights are not twinkling. I know, Art, and thanks for noticing.
There we go. All right.
I had a friend from high school, Annette, and who every year during the Christmas season, she would show up at my locker first thing in the morning and sing like the entire song, Feliz Navidad, and then she would walk away.
Oh, my God. So it's in your head all day.
Right. So after we graduated and she had gone away to college and was living in another state, she would call me on Christmas. And like, I remember my dad one year answering the phone and saying, yeah, she's here. Hold on. And he put the phone down and he looked at me, he says, it's for you. And I said, who is it? He said, I don't know. It's some woman. And I picked up the phone and I said, hello. And she sang the whole Feliz Navidad and hung up.
So here's the thing. And thank you for listening. And also, we're sorry that you're listening because Feliz Navidad is not only going to be in your head all day, not only going to be in my head all day.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Is there a more annoying Christmas song?
I know. It is the earworm Christmas song.
All right. Yeah.
So, sorry about that.
No, now it's in my head. Thank you, Annette. That's in my head, and
I'm mad at you, Mother Nature.
I know.
I'm mad at Mother Nature.
And now I'm mad about Feliz Navidad.
I am not, for the record, mad at you, Mother Nature, because I was not driving in like wet, slushy, yucky snow, because, you know, the only time I've ever gone off the road was the forecast that Todd gave yesterday. Exact same forecast. Yeah. Next morning,
he said there was going to be snow. It's fine. We'll check the weather coming up. And we have three things to know before you go. That's coming right up here in about 2 minutes on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Happy Thursday. Q106.5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello.
I know.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
You're just upset because it didn't snow.
No. No, look. If I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to show up for work today. I'm sorry.
But you're here.
No. Barely. Barely, just like Mother Nature. That's what I'm doing. Just like Mother Nature. Where you at, honey? Where you at?
Hey, Mother Nature is delivering. It just is delivering in the form of rain.
She's not delivering.
It's just the form of rain.
She's not delivering. I have brand new snow boots on.
Well, get in your car and start driving north. Because I'm pretty sure they're getting snow up there. We're just getting rain here.
Love this.
I think this is so funny because he's freaking out that it's not snowing. Wait until it's actually snowing and we get like a foot and a half, and then he's going to be screaming out the window saying, "Stop snowing! I can't get to my truck."
But we have what is this? What is this outside? What's happening right now?
It's rain.
Yeah, this is garbage. What's the temperature right now?
But I'm saying that there's going to come a point where it's snowing and you're going to be doing the exact same thing, except you're going to be screaming, "Stop snowing."
I got to be honest.
Because I can't get to my truck.
I'm not even listening to you because I'm too selfish. Too focused
you're
on what
they're going, la, la, la,
I'm
la,
too
la.
Focused on my needs. I'm too focused on my needs. And I want to know, where is the snow?
It's coming.
Where are you?
I always wonder about the people who may be like arriving for work at buildings around us.
Yeah.
Getting out of their car and David is screaming out the window about something.
They're completely creeped out. No.
What is that? Oh, the radio station. Oh, right.
That's right.
Okay. Those people are just, you know, off their rockers.
And they hired that guy from California. Hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, D-Dog Dave with the Queen of Country, Cindy. How's it going? It's Keith from Milford.
Hi, Keith. How are you? Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been really busy.
All right. Fair enough. What's going on?
I wanted to let you know, you can't just blame Mother Nature there, Dave. I honestly believe her and the meteorologist are in cahoots. Whatever the meteorologist says, she says, nope.
Yeah, where is the snow, Keith? I'm wearing brand new snow boots, and they're worthless right now. Like, worthless. I look stupid.
So, like, 10 years ago, our weather was completely different. We would have snow by now.
Yeah.
The last few years, we haven't really gotten that snow until after Christmas.
Yeah. It's true. We had a Christmas a few years ago where it was, what, like 50 degrees?
Yep.
We were playing football outside. No snow.
Well,
it was awesome.
Last year, we had green grass.
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, I can't talk about the past, but what I can talk about is right now, and I'm wearing snow boots. I was excited to be trenching in the snow today, and there's no snow. There's nothing.
Hey, rather have your boots now instead of trying to go to Martin's or Walmart and find them when we actually do get snow.
Yeah.
Whenever. I have my snow shovel in the bed of my truck. I'm not even kidding. I'm like ready.
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, there's no snow!
Keith is right. It's better to be ready and have it not snow than not be ready and have it snow.
Keith, I have a feeling it's not going to snow at all this season.
Oh, shut up.
Luke Holmes. You.
Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy. That was Luke Holmes. Mm. David is a little blue this morning because he was hoping that we were going to get snow.
Listen, some people show up to work. Some people don't.
Right.
Did Mother Nature show up to work today?
Yeah, she just did something different than what she said she was going to do.
She did not.
And for many of us in Maine who know what it's like coming into work when you get snow and rain mix and then you get snow on top of it.
Why are you defending her?
It's a challenging drive in. We know that this was actually a nice surprise this morning, but for David,
it's David and Cindy in the morning.
Really wanted the snow.
Not Mother Nature and Cindy in the morning.
Well, why are you
Why are you
not
defending
talking
her
this morning? So I'm just kind of talking to the folks, you know.
Why are you defending that woman? Because she did nothing.
Because I've lived here for a long time. I know what that slushy garbage is like trying to drive in the morning, and it's not fun. This was a nice surprise. I drove in with no problem this morning. None. No problem.
Well, I'm
which
here
was
too.
Awesome.
I'm here. I'm at work.
Yep. And you got in with no problem this morning. And if it should snow this afternoon, you got your snow boots on.
I do have my snow boots
on. Got your
on.
Shovel in the back of your truck?
I do have my shovel. I even have salt.
You're
back
all set.
There.
I'm wearing sneakers. Yeah. So you're more prepared than I am.
Well, I'm just.
I have to go buy boots.
It's disappointing when you show up, Miss Cindy, every day. With your peak
it's
performance.
It's disappointing when I show up every day?
No,
well,
it's
thank
no,
you
I'm,
very
no, I'm not
much.
Talking I know, I'm not talking about
wow.
you. You stop it right now. You don't be another woman in my life that's giving me a headache. I'm talking about Mother Nature out there.
Yeah.
Not showing up for work today. You know dang well.
She's working.
No,
training.
She's not. We were supposed to have snow.
She's Where just not the working snow? The way you wanted her to work.
Oh. So whatever. I'm gonna do what Mother Nature does. I'm just gonna be drizzle.
You know what Mother Nature is like? She's like that person at the coffee shop when you order a sandwich and a coffee who doesn't make your coffee first and give it to you so you can enjoy it while they're making your sandwich. Mm-hmm. They make the sandwich first and you're standing there going, really would like to have my coffee.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
I'm just gonna nap.
She's making the sandwich first. She's getting the rain out of the way. And then maybe it will snow.
No, it's not gonna
well,
snow.
You could take some time off here and just we could do good news.
All right, let's do it.
You're 106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, friends, family, community. Camp Capella is on Phillips Lake in Dedham. And they do this wonderful job of providing a full camp experience for children with disabilities.
Yeah, very, very familiar now. I love them.
They serve children with a variety of disabilities, so they need to have a big medical staff. So there's a lot of expenses that go along with running a camp like that. So right now they're doing, I believe this is one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. It is their online auction. And I love this because you don't have to dress up. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to bid. You can sit in your house with your computer, look through all the auction items and bid. And then go back just before the auction closes, see if anybody outbid you, and then you can outbid them.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have a lot of really cool stuff, from like experiences to crafts to gift cards. So if you're doing some holiday shopping, it's a great place to do that too. And you can find more information and a link to the auction at campcapella.org.
And Camp Capella does a lot of good work for people in our community that need a little bit of extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the images. I've seen the ice bath, which my goodness.
The polar plunge.
Polar plunge. Oh, which I committed to. I'll do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I might come out and watch you. Because by the time they do it in February, man, it's cold.
Yeah. Very cool. What's that website one more time?
Campcapella.org.
Very cool.
Capella is CAPELLA. Campcapella.org.
Right. Coming up, we're gonna launch a topic. I mean, I don't know why.
No, I like this topic.
No, I do too, but why am I working?
We're gonna talk about what you've regifted.
Whatever. I don't even want to work. Why am I working? I'm not working today. I'm not working.
Apparently you're not. And the problem is he's the one pushing the buttons over there.
Mother Nature's not working. Why should I work? I want
to
go take a nap
to
too.
Rain, and it's, you know, it's snowing north of here. She just needed a break by the time she got here.
Stupid.
I think
Mother
it's snowing
nature.
North of here.
Mother
I don't
nature
know.
Nature is stupid. She literally is not working today. What were we supposed to get today, Miss Cindy? Snow.
No. We might this afternoon.
No,
we might get some
we're
snow.
Not.
It's not going to stick because everything is so
yeah,
wet.
Right, because she's lazy. Lazy woman, lazy. Ugh.
I'm telling you, you wait.
Yeah.
We all know there's going to come that storm. Foot and a half. David's going to be yelling out the window, stop snowing.
Okay. We'll talk about re-gifts. What have you re-gifted? Coming up in 10 minutes on David and Cindy Q106.5. Thanks for listening to us. Well, Q.
106.5 yeah. Morning Show with David and Cindy.
Whatever. Yeah. We have a morning show.
So you're complaining because it's not snowing. However, Hancock and Piscataquis counties, over 2,000 people don't have power right now because of heavy, wet snow. So it is snowing, just not here.
Okay, Mother Nature. Pick and choose your favorites. Pick and choose your favorites.
I don't want to be where the heavy, wet snow and the power outages are. I looked at this because I saw power outages. It's like, oh, man, don't tell me we lost power at my house.
I'm just yawning. I'm sorry. Mother Nature didn't show up here, though, here in Central Maine. So,
okay.
So if Mother Nature's not going to work today, I'm not going to work today.
But we have this great topic about regifting.
Yeah, we do. Whatever. Yeah.
Have you ever regifted anything?
It's whatever. Actually, no. I'm very selfish, Miss Cindy. I keep everything.
You keep everything?
And I'm a hoarder. So I don't think I've ever regifted anything. Have you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I want to hear.
I was given by my brother.
You regifted a gift from your brother?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Because my brother gave me this. It's like a hostess dish, okay? So it's got a clear bowl on the bottom where you put crackers.
Okay.
And then it's got a wooden cutting board that is grooved so it fits on top of the bowl. And then on top of that is like one of those little clear glass, it looks like a bell.
Okay.
It fits over the cheese.
Sure.
Because you put the cheese on the cutting board and then you put this thing over.
It's like an extravagant charcuterie board.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I don't entertain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very nice and it was very pretty, but I never entertain. It's like, Jim and I are not going to pull this thing out. We're just going to grab the block of cheese and some crackers and go sit on the couch, you know? We're not this fancy.
Same. My charcuterie board is a couple pieces of pepperoni and a couple like pieces of American cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we had the company Christmas party and we did the Yankee swap.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, I can get rid of that. Somebody will want it, right? Hopefully I won't end up with it, because you always end up with what you brought, right? So hopefully I won't end up with it and bring it back home. One of our salespeople who's no longer here, who did entertain, saw that and fell in love with it. This is beautiful. I can't believe anyone is giving this away. This is beautiful.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's like, please use it in good health.
Take it.
Because in my house, it sits in the cabinet.
What have you regifted? We get those gifts every once in a while that we don't really want.
Right.
I have honestly never regifted anything.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow. People really know what to buy you, or you just throw it away and don't tell anybody.
207-99 I need to be a better human, Miss Cindy. Okay. I'm well aware. 207-991-9500. What have you regifted?
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
By the way, if you want to re-gift a PlayStation 5.
After it's broken.
No! You stop that right now. We're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening.
If you need a new or replacement roof, but you don't want to think about having it installed till after the first of the year, why would you call now? Because getting your free quote now from my friends at Home Roofing Solutions enables you to lock in 2024 pricing, even if your job is not till 2025. Just call Home Roofing Solutions at 269-HOME and schedule your first visit. A roofing expert will assess your job at the site, give you information about your options like metal roofing or asphalt shingles, and about their warranty program that's the best in the business. Once you have all the info you need, Home Roofing Solutions will give you a free quote. If you decide to move forward, they'll work with you to find the right date and put you on their very busy calendar. Home Roofing Solutions works into the winter months, so if it's something that needs to be done soon, they can help. Plus, if you're concerned about the cost, you should call anyway, because the folks at Home Roofing Solutions say it's often more affordable than you'd expect. Plus, they can talk to you about their financing program. Contact Home Roofing Solutions today for your free quote and lock in your 2024 pricing, even for a 2025 job. Call 269-HOME, that's 269-4663, or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Q106.5, it's
David and Cindy.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a show.
We are, and it's raining outside, and it's 37 degrees.
That's whatever.
And David's upset because it's not
snowing. I'm not upset.
Here.
I'm not upset.
Yes, you are.
No. No, don't minimize it. I am heartbroken. I am heartbroken by Mother Nature. How dare she? You know, how dare she?
You know how you can tell when someone's from away? When he's disappointed that it didn't snow.
We have a couple texts coming in. Zach Milford, thanks for weighing in on the Q106.5 app, says, David, I just want to let you know it started to snow in Milford. Okay.
And Milford is like half an hour north of here.
Then so where the heck?
It could be on the way here. I told you it might snow this afternoon.
It's 37 degrees. It needs to be 32 for it to snow.
That's kind of looking like it's mixing a little bit out there.
Allie sent in a picture. Allie and Dexter says this is what it's doing in Dexter this morning. If David wants to make use of his snow boots and shovel. No.
That's the snow coming at the
car. Yeah.
Yeah. I love driving in when it's like that. She said lying through her teeth.
Allie, listen.
The snow coming at your face and it's so hypnotic and
Yeah, beautiful picture. And listen, I want it to snow, but I don't want to help anybody. I don't want to go shovel. Are you kidding me? I don't want to do labor.
Trish in Phillips is my favorite. She said, when David does his high-pitched whining, his voice sounds like the gingerbread man on Shrek. Makes me laugh every time. He does kind of, doesn't he?
No, yeah. I don't. I have a very deep voice.
Not when you're whining.
I have a very deep voice. What are you talking about?
Not when you're whining.
Not my gumdrop buttons. Yeah, you're right, Trish. Thanks for weighing in on the Q106.5 app. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hello.
From Madison.
Stephanie, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you this morning?
Oh, I was just going to say to Dave, complaining about the weather, we have like 6 inches of snow this morning.
6 inches of snow? Where are you at?
Yeah. In Madison.
In Madison, how much snow?
Yeah. About 6 inches.
Wow. See, I told you that it snowed in some places.
So in guy math, that would be 12 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, Q106.5. It's David and Cindy. You know that song. You've heard it before.
David's a little upset because it's not snowing here. And actually, that is mixing with snow. If you look at that outside, it's mixing with snow. So it's on the way here.
Doesn't count. Listen, you know what? Mother Nature didn't show up for work today. Why should I? Why should I?
So our friend Dana Davis, who lives in Milford, where it is snowing this morning.
Okay.
Said, I was just going to say, tell David it's snowing in Milford and in Old Town. So it's coming soon to you guys, probably. I replied, and then he'll complain about driving in it.
She I don't replied, complain. What are you talking about? I don't complain.
She laughed and then said, Flatlanders.
Uh-huh. I've been here 8 months. I've been waiting for the winter storm. Everybody told me yesterday it's going to be a winter storm today.
And it is in many, many areas.
It's going to be
It is. Over 2,000 people in Hancock and Piscataquis counties without power.
I'm looking up. Well, okay. You know what? Hold on. Come here. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. All right.
Get out of the window.
I feel bad for them. All right. Yeah. Fine. But we have nothing here. We have rain.
We have rain.
We have rain, which is garbage. We have garbage weather. Where's the snow? I want the snow.
Did you happen to notice the temperature?
It's going down.
It's going down. It's 35. So it probably will be snow this afternoon.
Well, with that being said, then I'll step it up a little bit. All right. I'll do a little bit of work. I will say that we have 38 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday.
That's right.
Oh, look at that. 38 days.
38 days.
Wow. Can't wait to celebrate you. We're thankful to have you in our lives. We have 27 days left in 2024. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we have only 20 days until Christmas. Oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Hey, with that being said, Miss Cindy Campbell.
Yeah.
May I ask you a question?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
I would love it if you asked
me. All right, because we're 20 days away from Christmas, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What's a sleigh, and this is very timely.
Okay.
Very topical.
Yep.
What's a sleigh's least favorite weather?
What's a sleigh's least favorite weather?
What is a sleigh's least favorite weather? Well, we're talking about Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What is Santa's sleigh's least favorite weather?
When it's windy. I don't.
Nope.
Okay.
What is Santa's sleigh's least favorite weather? It's what's going on right now. Rain, dear. Rain, dear.
I thought the sleigh would like the rain, dear.
Dad, thank you for being here. The little lights are not twinkling. I know, Arden. Thanks for noticing.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I've been brought back in. Fred in Augusta, thanks for chiming in on the Cube 106.5 app. Looks pretty wintry, snowy here in Athens, Maine.
Yeah, very pretty picture he sent.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Mixing with snow outside.
Jeanette and Abbott, thank you for chiming in on the Q106.5 app. Come to Dover Foxcroft. We have snow there. Okay.
Probably be a fun drive up there, too.
All right. Let me go look out the window again. Cindy, take it over.
You go look out the window while I talk about regifting, which is our topic of the morning. What have you regifted? Our friend Paula Sear in Newport said cheese and sausage gift packs. My question is, Paula, how long did you have those cheese and sausage gift packs before you regifted? Oh, that's been on the shelf for what, 3-4 years? Okay, let's give it to somebody else. And Ginger Hutchinson said, candles that are not my smell, and I am the same way. I don't give candles for that reason, because while I may think it's really awesome, somebody else may smell it and go, ooh, that's awful.
I'm not working.
So I'm going to re-gift the morning announcer.
You know what?
Here any minute.
If Mother Nature doesn't show up for work, then I'm not showing up. I'm looking out right now. I just put my head out the window.
Okay.
It's drizzle. Where is the snow?
There was some snow mixed in with that.
No,
it's kind of off and on here.
There wasn't. Mother Nature,
yes,
where are you, baby?
Yeah, he doesn't know what that looks like.
Where are you, baby girl?
Baby girl? Mother Nature, baby girl?
I'm trying to coax her into working up a little bit.
Trying to compliment her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, bring on the snow. Right. I have snow boots on, for the love
Mother
of God.
Mother Nature, for the record, you could wait on that until after I drive home. I would be okay with that. You know, forget David. I would be okay with that. After I drive home, then it can snow.
Coming up, we have a code. You want to know this code because it could potentially send you to Morgan Wallen's Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes with the very talented Jordan Verge.
Very cool.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Justin Lynch, Q106.5.
Look outside.
Q106.5.
Look, David.
Oh, no.
Look outside, David.
It's snowing.
Q106.5 morning show with David and Cindy.
Finally, there it is. All right, then I'll work.
I think Mother Nature was just waiting for me to get off the road.
Oh, my gosh, it's snowing.
And not listening to me because I told her to wait till after I get home.
This is fantastic.
That's okay.
News.
It's snowing if you're just catching up with the fact that David has been upset all morning.
I haven't been upset.
Yes,
I'm just,
you have.
No.
I've been working all morning.
No, I have not showed up to
he
work.
He's been refusing to talk for the most part because it's not snowing. And if Mother Nature's not doing her job, he's not going to do his.
I expect it snow. Look at my snow boots, Jordan. Look at them.
He is wearing snow boots.
Yeah, look at that. Those are
very
nice. Heavy duty snow boots.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I wore them today. I put a snow shovel in the back of my truck. Mm-hmm. I was ready. I was prepared.
You might have to use it.
Yep.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think we've had so much rain, it's just going to melt when it hits the ground. But don't tell David that because he'll get upset.
Honestly, though, it's a relief when you wake up and there's not snow.
Yes. He doesn't get that.
All right, you won't see snow at Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. It includes an incredible lineup: Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman, and a couple other things that we're going to potentially give you if you win here on Q106.5.
Yeah, giving you the opportunity to win the passes for that festival, of course. Yeah. Weekend hotel accommodations, round trip airfare for two, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Plus, $500 in spending money. Guys, if you had $500 right now, what would you do with it? And you can't say, like, bills or anything boring. or lame.
I'd buy a lot of... Immediately, I go to pizza. I don't know why.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty hungry.
Like a lot of pizza or just like a little pizza?
Like a lot of pizza.
I think that's the point of the morning that we're at because my mind immediately went to going out and buying a nice dinner.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Nice dinner. Yeah. She goes, nice dinner. I go,
pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Greasy.
Yeah.
Well, it's $500. I mean, you can afford more than pizza.
I would order $500 worth of pizzas.
Mm-hmm. I think I would. Oh, I don't know. I was thinking I might go for a dinner too. You know, a nice guilt-free dinner where you can just kind of indulge and not have to worry about it.
Right. Anyways, you get that code right now and you can enter it on the Q106.5 app and win these two passes, hopefully, from us. Q106.5 app, you just need that code. And what is that code, Jordan Verge?
So I was going to say I would indulge in the dinner.
Just like Mother Nature didn't show up for work today.
I would feel guilty spending that money on the dinner. It's 821?
Yeah, it's 821.
821, okay. Yeah. 821, that is your code.
It could be 821, it could be 821, it could
be 821.
I like 821, yeah. 821, that's the code that you just pop into the Q106.5 app. Just open up the app, tap the Sand in My Boots button right on the homepage. Mm-hmm. You can't miss it. Seriously. How are you missing it? Click on the button. Yeah. Sand on My Boots is right on the... Yeah, okay, cool.
Just do it.
And then scroll down to the 8 o'clock hour. 821. And there you have.
Country music news. Let's get into it. Yeah. Come on, here we go.
106.5. Oh, yeah.
Straight from Nashville.
Country music news. Welcome to the morning. Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal in your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. So, I mean, I guess it is snowing out.
No,
it's on and off. I've got two things, okay? A 1A and a 1B.
All right.
1A, what are some fun winter activities that you can do with snow on the ground?
I don't know. We don't have any snow on the ground right now. We have ice on the ground and we have rain. We have garbage out there.
You can ski and snowmobile and
All of those things.
Snowshoe.
I want to highlight skiing though, okay?
Okay.
You nailed it the first try.
Of course I did. I'm working today.
I'm not. Admittedly, I'm not. I'm like Mother Nature. I'm not working today.
Okay. All right. So what about skiing, Jordan?
Okay. So that's the first part of it.
Okay.
Skiing. Part B, okay? What was the last, like, gruesome injury you guys had?
Oh.
Like, what's the last time you were really, like, hurt and had to go to, the hospital?
I don't want to admit it because it's so lame.
Me neither,
stupid.
Mine too, yeah.
Oh, okay. If you don't want to admit it, that's fine. I can go on to what happened to Ronnie Dunn then.
Let's hear what happened to Ronnie Dunn. It will be much more interesting than mine.
So Brooks and Dunn, Ronnie Dunn, he's taking 8 weeks off of the road as he recovers from a skiing injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He shared the news on his Instagram. He posted a photo of his leg, including extensive bandaging around his left knee and thigh. Though his knee might be injured, his sense of humor is, of course, still intact. He brought up the 2011 song, I Don't Dance. In the caption, it says... changing those lyrics from I don't dance with anybody but you to I probably shouldn't ski anymore at 72.
And I can't dance right now.
He had an 8 week vacation.
So
he's going to be up for 8 weeks. He didn't share many specifics in regards to the accident or his injury, but his daughter Haley Dunn did. Hers is kind of fun.
She done did.
That was really funny. Haley shared a video on her Instagram of Ronnie Dunn, her father, using a walker and then removing his hands from the bars of the walker.
Yeah.
And then crossing his arms. All while the song, do you guys know No Hands by Waka Flocka Flame?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, he can do it with no hands. Ronnie Dunn's knee injury comes just a few weeks after the 2024 CMA Awards, where they won Duo of the Year, and they also had that amazing performance with Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, they were so excited about winning that he went skiing. And look what happened.
In his award acceptance, he said, "I can't wait to go celebrate this on the ski lift." Yeah.
That's right.
Don't do it.
more details on Brooks and Dunn's Ronnie Dunn injury in his skiing accident over on the Q106.5 app.
Very cool. We'll see more of the very talented Jordan Verge in the 9 o'clock hour. Why are you laughing over there?
Because Lou is out there decorating our Charlie Brown tree.
I see that. We have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree outside the studio, and it
I decorated it this morning with masks, and you can see a picture of it on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
She apparently didn't really like that. So
slowly not becoming a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Going to just be a yeah. Christmas tree soon.
Jordan, right. We'll see you 9 o'clock hour.
If you want me.
We always want you.
I just wanted to hear that.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy.
It stopped snowing. Now he's upset again. Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy.
I'm not upset. I'm just not working.
Okay.
I'm not working today. I refuse. I'm not working today.
Mother Reagan just stuck her head in and said, "Are you guys too warm? Because we have every window in the studio open."
It's actually hot. Like, I'm too hot in here.
Yeah, because my office, which is right next door, has been freezing for the last week. And so I came in yesterday and I messed around with all of the controls in here for the heat.
Yeah.
And apparently I overdid it. So I backed off on that. And so my office is going to be cold today, but that's okay.
I hope not. but here's what's the most annoying part.
Okay.
Mother Nature didn't show up. Where's our snow? Where's our snow, Miss Cindy?
Well,
where's our snow?
George Malone.
We have no snow.
On the Q106.5 Facebook page, George Malone, we've been talking about regifting. Have you ever regifted? He started out saying, "Definitely not my socks. Those are mine." Mm-hmm. But I've regifted a fruitcake. Haven't we all?
Why would fruitcake still be a gift, by the way?
I don't know. And then he says, "P.S. David, Mother Nature in Maine is already 3 gallons deep by 6 a.m. She doesn't operate right around here." Mm-hmm. You know what that means, right? 3 gallons deep.
Nope. I have no idea.
Allen's Coffee Brandy.
Okay.
Which is the unofficial main drink.
All right.
So she's 3 drinks in by 6 a.m. So she just does whatever she wants.
Have to try that drink. But I woke up this morning thinking that there was going to be snow on the ground. I have my brand new snow boots on my feet.
Yep.
You can hear them.
Yep.
I have my snow shovel in the bed of my truck.
A few minutes ago, and now it's...
No, there's no snow out
there. It's not even raining right now, is it?
Yeah, it is. Is it? Drizzling.
Okay.
This is pathetic. This is garbage weather.
Amber, by the way, said she has regifted lotions and body washes because I didn't like the smell.
Okay.
Never give things that have a smell to them, because just because you like them doesn't mean the other person is going to like them.
Yeah.
You know? I found this great new cologne for you, and then you feel like you have to wear it when you're around them and you hate it. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, Cindy. I'm just looking at the weather app right now.
I know.
It says that there's snow flurries coming, and I don't see them. I wanted snow today. I'm like ready to go out there. I'm ready to shovel snow. I'm ready to help out my neighbor.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I have my shovel.
Well, then you'll be ready when it actually does snow.
When? What is this? This is crap. This is crap weather. You hear me, Mother Nature?
So David's gone away. Just continue on with the morning show. And yeah, they're saying it could be snow this afternoon. So you never know. You never know.
Whatever.
She's just listening to me. She's waiting for me to get home. And that'll be, you know, early afternoon.
We're going to continue the conversation about what you have regifted.
Yeah.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. This is where I talk.
Or just don't work. Don't work. You know, Mother Nature's not working. I don't want to work. I'm not working.
I'm not working today.
Let's
just leave the show to Jordan.
We
can't yet because we still have this package we have to open in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh,
this
that's terrifying.
This package that showed up yesterday with our names all over.
Yeah, somebody was very kind enough to send, or maybe they weren't kind enough, to send us a package with custom-made wrapping paper that says Cindy, David, and Jordan in Q106.5.
Yeah, I don't want to open it because I don't want to mess up the paper. The paper is so cool.
I don't want to open it because I think it might be a bomb.
Well, there's that too.
Okay, we'll find out together here at 9:10 this morning. We're going to do that.
Very cool.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, thank you so much for laughing with us. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy trying to hang up Christmas lights
doing
in
a really
the studio.
Bad job.
Well, that looks...
It looks bad.
All
right. We need to take that and push it over that way and actually encircle the Q106.5. So.
We'll have to redo that.
And after we just put like 20, David put like 20 pieces of tape up there. Because that's the only way it will
stay
up.
We're having fun
this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, we are because we have some countdowns. Let's get to them. You ready?
All right.
38 days until your birthday, Miss Cindy Campbell.
That's right.
All right. 27 days left of 2024.
Which is crazy.
What are we going to do with those 27 days? Make the most of them.
Yeah. Work on those lights and see if we can get them right.
Yeah. Why is that so bad? It's so uneven.
It does not look
we
good.
We are not going to hang you lights. Why did you make me do a curve there?
Well, because I'm trying to encircle the logo on the wall with Christmas lights. It's just that... You went straight up through the queue, so now it looks off.
Maybe we leave it. It gives it character. We are also 20, count them, 20 days away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
All right. Are you taking a picture?
I am.
Okay. It's really bad. I don't know why you're doing that.
Just, you know, because.
It is so bad.
All right. Do we have a riddle?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Now that I mentioned that we are 20 days away from Christmas, can I ask you a question? This is not good.
Okay. This is not good.
What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
An obnoxious reindeer.
What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
A vomit comet.
Mm-hmm. Really thought you would steal this one. A rude off.
A rude
off. A rude off.
Art. Dad. Thanks for being here.
Good clip.
They're not twinkling.
They're not.
I know, Arden. Thanks for noticing.
All right, let's go fix these lights.
Yeah, where's Jordan? Jordan can help us with
this. Yeah, the very talented Jordan Burge will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
And we'll open that gift in our next break.
I don't know if we want to open that. I'm not convinced that it's not a bomb.
I think we should.
All right.
We live dangerously.
No, we received a gift that was very carefully packaged, and the wrapping paper is...
Personalized. It has our names on it.
Yeah.
And Q106.5. It's beautiful.
Somebody's sending a message. Is it a good one or a bad one?
People keep sending us gifts without names on them, and it's, you know, it's like, do we open it? Do we not open it?
We're going to do that at 9:10. We may blow up.
Yeah.
Here on Q106.5, David and Cindy. All right, let's go. We got to fix these lights. Come on.
All right,
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and...
Please, no. We're going to open the gift here. We should be excited and a little nervous.
I don't think we'll do it here.
What?
Why?
Come on, David, please.
David is upset.
Can we please?
No, I don't want to work. I don't want to work.
But we want to open the present, Daddy. Come on, can't we do it here?
Well, okay, let's not.
I know, by the way, Daddy. How awkward is that?
Jordan, can you call me Daddy, please?
No, that's not going to happen.
I will never do that again.
So, all right.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to be a part of it.
I will muster up enough energy, despite Mother Nature being a pain in a... No.
I was just flashing back to my childhood. I'm sorry.
You could have just said dad.
No.
You could have said father.
She straight up called me daddy.
I did.
Did we hear that? We got that on record, right?
I think I'm really, really glad my husband has got the day off and not listening today.
I am daddy.
I would be in big trouble.
You could have said padre.
I brought him out of his funk, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, I love being called daddy. Come on, let's go.
All right, we know.
I am daddy.
We know what we have to do.
Yeah, I am.
Daddy.
But no.
No.
I'm not working today.
Oh, come on.
No.
You just played the music. You're working today.
Not working today.
I want to open the present.
Jordan Burge, I have snow boots on. You see this?
Yeah, they're high quality.
Yeah, very nice.
Yep.
Where is the snow?
It's north of here. Just drive.
Drive half an hour to Old Town.
Milford.
No! There's snow. All right. So if Mother Nature is not going to show up today at the studios
She's
here
not
in Brewer.
The way you wanted her to show up.
No. I was told I was going to get snow. Yeah.
They're in Old Town.
Snow other right places. Not here. I don't see any snow. Where's
Hancock
the snow?
Hancock and Piscataquis counties have over 2,000 households without power.
No kidding.
Because of heavy, wet snow.
Yeah.
Hancock County is just down,
Just
down the Bar Harbor Road.
Where is it here? Where's the snow here?
You know, I used to live in Old Town, so I feel for those folks up there with the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. I got two sons who live in Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, we haven't mentioned this morning.
I'm drinking my coffee.
There are some cancellations and delays, and you can find a link to those on the Q106.5 app. So there's that.
Whatever.
And we have this wonderful gift that I guess we're going to open next break?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Okay, what? 10 minutes we'll open this wonderful gift that has our names all over the outside of it on them.
I cannot
Custom
wait.
Wrapping paper.
I really feel like you both don't appreciate how much
Maybe
I am upset that
Daddy,
Mother Nature hasn't showed up to work.
I'm
Mother
not
Nature
him Daddy.
Was supposed to bring snow today.
I'm
Mother Nature was supposed
Daddy.
To. We were supposed to have snow outside the studio, and we don't have it.
Can you reach the button for the commercial so we can just stop him?
Are you kidding me?
I've got Filipino.
No, you stop me. I'm not even working. I'm not even working. I'm not even working.
Do you think I can hit the button?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
fine. To do it.
Fine. Q106.5. That, of course, is Chris Stapleton. Hold on. I'm getting my paper. Hold on.
Hold on to what?
You know what? I don't even.
Hold on to the fact that it is.
No,
it is,
I don't even want to work.
It's snowing outside.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look outside. It's snowing.
Finally. Then I will work.
You figured if you pouted long enough, if you sulked long
pouted?
Enough, Mother Nature would finally listen.
I don't pout.
Yes,
I'm a
you
man.
Do.
You were pretty pouty right there.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
You were pouting.
I'm not pouty. I'm not pouty at all.
Yeah.
I am just saying Mother Nature didn't show up to work all morning long. All morning long. It's been rainy and garbage out there.
Listen, she's phoning in. The weekend's right around the corner.
Okay, fine. Fair. Wow. All right. Confirmed. Then I will, in fact, work now.
Good. Okay. I just want to point out to everyone, we posted a picture on the Q106.5 Facebook page of our Charlie Brown tree. Under that, in the comments, I posted a picture of the tree after Lou got to it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And of the beautiful decorating job we did in the studio.
Yeah, she fixed it in like 5 minutes, too.
She did. She just brought this stuff up and it's like perfect. Looked beautiful. No one can see that I'm making my hands go when I go.
Yeah. By the way, what did she do one more time? We want to hear those sound effects one more time.
I don't think so.
We do need to do a countdown, by the way. Speaking of you, Miss Cindy Campbell, that we have your birthday coming up in 38 days. Yep. 38 days is Cindy Campbell's birthday. Yeah.
38. I'm trying to think. Who is an NBA player who wears 38?
Ooh.
That's a weird number.
It is.
Like, I'm going to know even if he comes up. Mm-hmm. You could make up a name.
Mm-hmm.
38. That's a weird one. I don't know.
We're 27 days away from 2025. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? We only have 27 days left in 2024.
I also can't believe that Jordan is Googling an NBA player with 38.
Did you find one?
Ron Knight. The Portland Trail Blazers in 1971.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Yes. Nobody knows.
Yeah, 38. Weird number.
Yeah. Weird number. Yeah. What about 20?
20?
Days until Christmas.
20? Who's wearing number 20 right
now? Okay. We have 20 days until Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
With that being said, I would like to ask you both a very bad question. I mean, it is bad. It's not even funny. But we're going to do it. We're going to do a bad punchline with it, too. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind?
A little bit, but I'll take it.
Elves use what kind of money?
All right.
It's so bad. It's not even funny.
Doll hairs?
No.
Elves
use what kind of money? Doll hairs?
Yes, because elves make dolls.
Elves use what kind of money?
And doll hair sounds like dollars.
Small change.
That sounds offensive.
I'm sorry.
They, in fact, elves use what kind of money? They use jingle bills.
Art. Dad. Thanks for being here. The little lights are not twinkling. I know, Art, and thanks for noticing.
What was that?
National Lampoon's.
From
Christmas
what?
Vacation. Christmas Vacation.
Oh, why'd you get such a poor quality version of it?
Oh, okay. All right. Question my quality award. Wow. To the phones we go. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tim, and I'm right now calling from Mount Desert Island. And I wanted to tell you to bite your tongue on the snow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Seriously, no, Tim, we were trying to tell him when you wake up and there's no snow, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Yeah. Where I am right now, there's no snow at all.
No, it's not a good thing. I woke up and I put on my snow boots and I had my snow shovel in the bed of my truck. I'm ready for snow. I'm ready for winter. And then I wake up this morning and I hear rain. Rain? What is the rain?
I told him when he was yelling out the window, and I'm being totally serious, yelling out the window, why aren't you snowing? Where's the snow? That in another month, he's going to be yelling out the window, stop snowing.
Yes, he's gonna. Yes. He's gonna regret that. But hey,
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I want to sing the song. Can I build a snowman?
You can sing it. Please don't.
Yeah,
but I can't. But I can't. I can't. I can't sing it because David, there's no snow.
David,
what?
Let it go.
Oh,
let it go.
You're so cheesy. You're cheesier than I am.
There is an old saying, I'd rather shovel rain than snow.
Seriously, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Tim, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tim, thanks for calling in, buddy. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right. So Mother Nature is snowing right now.
Yeah, she heard you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she heard you questioning her quality of work.
Right, what time is that? 9:30?
Yeah, 9:30.
So present.
Been waiting.
We're gonna open it.
Yeah, we have a gift. We have a box.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm grabbing it.
Okay.
I'm gonna shake it.
Okay.
If it explodes, remember me, please.
remember you. Yeah, like,
just in case we need it for the police, I took a picture of the package.
Here we go.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that jumped me. That jumped me so badly.
All right. It's wrapping paper. Somebody took the time to make wrapping paper that says David, Cindy, Jordan, and it's very nice. Q106.5 wrapping paper. They made quality wrapping paper.
It's beautiful.
We have to believe it is a bomb, though.
Do we? Okay.
I mean, what else could it? All right, we're going to open it in 10 minutes.
We're going to risk our lives in 10 minutes.
Well, we're going to risk Jordan's lives.
Are we going to make Jordan open it?
Yes!
You guys are going to be in like the next room over and I'll walkie-talkie you guys.
Yes!
We'll be in my studio under the counter and you just, you know, yell the all clear and then we'll
I'm
come
not,
out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not opening that.
That is funny because I do hear a ticking noise.
No, you stop that right now. All right, we're going to open this package, mystery package that was generously sent to us here at the Q106.5 studios.
We think. we don't know what it is yet.
We have no idea what's in there. Why wouldn't somebody put their name on there?
Is it purring? Do you hear purring?
Yeah, what if it's just baked beans in there? Like,
oh my God, no. I
cans of baked beans.
I do.
Opened and poured in. Just loose baked beans.
Thank you for giving everyone that idea.
I do. I do think there's an animal in here. All right, we're going to open this mystery package. Coming up on Q106.5, we're David and Cindy with the very talented Jordan Bird. Yeah, look at him over there.
105, we are David and Cindy, and we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented...
Jordan Verge.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yes, hey, what are you talking about? What did I do?
He's gone again because it stopped snowing. This is going to be all day. He's going to be up when it's snowing and down when it's snowing.
Why should I work if Mother Nature isn't working?
She's been
Why should I work?
Snowing.
She's really working right now.
No, she's not. Mother Nature said that it was going to snow today. Where is the snow?
It did snow.
No, it didn't.
Didn't say it was going to snow did. All day.
This is garbage.
But it did snow.
This is garbage.
There's snow on the ground, David.
You know what?
Look at it.
You know what? I'm doing just as good as Mother Nature today. I am doing a garbage performance.
moments.
Okay.
All right. That's what you get. Yeah. I am doing just as good as...
I disagree. Heavily disagree. I think that Mother Nature did a phenomenal job today. I think that I was so happy and relieved when I woke up and there wasn't like a foot of snow on the ground. Say whatever.
All right. We're about to open a
if
pack.
If it's snowing when I'm driving home this afternoon, I'm going to call you and call you bad names.
Mm. Oh, say one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tease one.
What is that name?
Jerk.
Ooh, that's a bad name.
A spicy one.
Yeah, give me another one.
You melon farmer.
Ooh. Oh, melon farmer.
That was uniquely hateful.
Give me another one.
That wasn't even mine. That was some Samuel L. Jackson movie on network TV.
Melon farmer.
And that's what they did. He said it repeatedly throughout the movie, and it was you melon farmer.
I am I'm so offended that I farm watermelons.
You melon farmer.
All right, we have a package.
Wow,
we have
that's
a package.
I like that.
We have a package in studio.
Yes.
It was sent to us, and it has our names all over it. Somebody was
like
very
like the wrapping paper,
right?
Printed with our names.
Custom name wrapping paper.
Yeah,
it says David, Cindy, Jordan, Q106.5. We're gonna open it right after we take this call. Is it ticking? Is it?
It sounds.
What's in there?
It's leaking.
Okay. All right. This is not gonna be good. All right. This might be our last phone call then.
Okay.
Because the person who sent this package did not leave a name on it either, right? Good morning, Q. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Okay, David. This is your old friend, Howard.
What's up, Howard?
Hi, Howard.
Good morning, Cindy. David, I tell you something about the snow. About the time that we get buried, you wish you was back in California. And probably Cindy can vouch for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when we get buried, he's not going to be saying, "Where's the snow? We need more."
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Whatever. Exactly. I heard that there was a winter storm this morning, and we didn't get a winter storm. We got rain.
But to be fair, I can understand his excitement at the snow because it's new to him.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you better go buy a pair of snowshoes.
I have boots on.
Those are not snowshoes.
These are snow boots. What are snow shoes?
They go on, you strap them to your boots. They make you have big feet like Bigfoot.
You know what? I don't need anything. I don't need anything because it's not going to snow at all here in Maine.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
No, it's not going to, Howard. It's not going to, Howard. Mother Nature didn't show up for work this morning. And you know what? I'm not anymore. I'm done. I'm clocked out. I'm done.
Well, if you're clocked out, I'm clocked out. I'm not working if you're not working.
I have to work several hours after you guys.
Whatever.
Clock back in. Clock back in.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Thanks, Howard.
You guys are having a patty over there this morning.
Always, every day.
Have a good day, Howard.
Yes, you too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Let's open up this bomb.
Yeah, let's find out what it is.
What is it? All right.
I want to commend.
No. Let me clarify. We made sure that Jordan Verge is opening it up because he's the younger one and he's more likely to survive any kind of terrorist attack.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Survive a terrorist attack.
So, I want to hide under the counter while you're opening it up.
I want to say there's a lot of tape that was used.
Yeah. Of course.
All right.
Okay. I'm getting under the counter.
And I wanted to spare the wrapping paper, so I don't.
The wrapping paper is very nice.
Yes.
Okay. It has our names all over it.
Yeah. No,
whoever sent this to us, by the way,
I can fit it out without.
Yeah. Thank you so much to whoever sent it to us.
Yeah.
We haven't seen what it is yet.
Oh my goodness! Is it a PlayStation 5? It's a PlayStation 5.
That we have to share? Are you kidding me?
No,
I
get it. My own. All right, he's going to
share. It's a shoebox.
All right, he's going to open. He's going to open up the shoebox. No.
All right. Opening the box.
What is it?
Open it up. It's
another box.
Are you kidding me?
Are there individuals? Oh, this is mine. Thank you.
Wait, it's individual. Individual packages.
There's names on it.
So
cool.
So individual bombs. So we opened up the bomb package.
Right.
that has now individual bombs for each of us. So right. Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to open up these individual packages in 10 minutes to wrap up the show.
All right, cool.
How's that sound? Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. I don't know what this is. I'm smelling it. I don't know why.
Does it smell like?
Does it smell like anything? No, it doesn't.
I would love to smell like this.
Okay.
We've been meaning to talk to you about it. Anyway.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you. I don't care. I'm not working. Nope.
Well, we have these presents to open.
Oh, whatever. Mother Nature didn't show up today with her winter storm, so why should I work? Why should I work if Mother Nature doesn't show up, huh?
David, this is just the last thing you have to do today. Your work day is basically over.
That's right, and it's presents, and I found out who they're from.
By the way, we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Yeah. So let's get to these presents.
Yeah, all right.
We received
a box.
Okay.
And it was very carefully wrapped with wrapping paper that says Cindy, Jordan, David, Q106.5.
Right.
In a big box, and we thought it was a bomb, so we let Jordan open it.
That's right, because he's the youngest. He can survive, the explosion better than we can.
Nuclear warfare, I can survive
right,
that.
Exactly.
Turns out it wasn't an explosion, and there were three individual gifts inside that box from somebody very sweet, and we know who it is.
It's Paula Sear, who is the same person who sent you the wonderful hoodie.
Okay, Paula,
she sent me a card. I have to read this. It says, Merry Christmas, has a snowman on the front. It says, snowmen, the best kind of man. When you're tired of them, you can just turn up the heat.
Guys.
I love this.
Guys, I am so sorry. I just opened mine. This is unbelievable.
Your card? Yes.
So on the front, this is unbelievable. on the front.
What's your say?
So it has beer. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I open it, it says, all I want for Christmas is beer and Gabby Barrett.
Perfect. That is perfect.
So mine has a seductive snowman on top of my card.
Okay.
From Paula. We love you.
Yeah.
I want to meet you in person. It says, Merry Christmas. And I open it up and the card says, Santa saw your Instagram pictures. You're getting clothes and a Bible for Christmas. All right, let's open up these gifts.
Come here. Right.
Paula, seriously, you are entirely too sweet. We don't deserve you. You're fantastic.
But you're a little crazy with the tape.
Yeah, it is a lot of tape. But they're taking their time. I'm not.
She was right about the Bible, though. You do need that.
I do. I know.
That's a different conversation.
I've been meaning to. Let's save that for tomorrow, okay? Or maybe Sunday.
Maybe you'll stop swearing at Mother Nature.
Oh, look at that. Oh, no way. Paula.
Oh, that is awesome.
Paula. Oh, my God. Paula, what is she doing? Paula is amazing.
So you guys are into yours. I'm still trying to get through the tape.
Look at this.
I got it.
Oh,
Santa
my
hat.
Gosh. Open yours up.
Q106.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Paula crushed it.
This is awesome.
This is
incredible.
They're like super soft hats that say Q106.5.
Paula.
This is so cool.
Okay. Well, it's become evident.
I can't put mine over the headphones.
I'm trying.
I have mine on.
Get rid of the headphones.
Yeah, you gotta put them on first and then put on the headphones. And
wow, I've never been more comfortable.
These are Q106.5 Santa hats. And we love them.
I love them.
And we're going to wear them in the parade this Saturday
that we get to be in. We'll wear them in the parade. That's right.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Wow, this is incredible.
And Paula, it's very clear, by the way.
Yeah.
She's trying to sleep with us.
All of us?
Paula wants to sleep with us.
Well, she did say that thing about men, but...
Listen, Paula, I'm from Los Angeles. I've done some weird stuff, and I'll bring it here to Maine.
Are you trying to say she wants to see you in nothing but the hat?
I think so. And Paula, you've earned it. You've earned it with the wrapping paper where it says just David, Cindy, Jordan, Q106.5. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Paula, you get me naked in this hat. 100%. You have earned that, honey.
I haven't been listening to a thing you said. I'm still looking at the card. It says, all I want for Christmas is Gabby Barrett.
Put the card down. You're so about to be put in a weird situation.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. This is what she wants. Are you kidding me? She's been begging for this. And Paula, you're going to get it.
Paula, Merry Christmas. Thank Paula, you so much.
You are getting this,
this is
Paula.
Awesome.
I can't wait to give it to you, Paula.
Best Thursday ever.
Jordan Burch is up next.
Giving you a chance to potentially win a trip to Gulf Shores, Alabama to see Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival. Yeah. Next opportunity at winning that coming up at 10:20.
And if you're cool. Paula, it's a group situation. With all of our Santa hats.
This is incredible. Thank you so much.
Yes, Paula. Yes, Paula. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula. And thank you so much for listening to David and Cindy and laughing with us on a Thursday morning. It's Q106.5.